Good afternoon. I'm DeCarlin Seawood, City Manager, and it's my honor to present the 2025 State of the City Address. Recently, I celebrated my fifth year with the City of Columbia, and in that time, I've gotten to know many of you, and I've had the pleasure of speaking with countless of residents. From those conversations, I've realized that while we have different perspectives, we all share the same common goal, and that is to improve Columbia. In my 29 years experience in local government, including 18 years as a city manager, I've worked for 7 different cities. Each one has its own personality, its own culture, a sense of uniqueness all its own. Geographically, here in Columbia, we're located in the middle of the state, but we are far from middle of the road. For me, there's an aura of excitement that comes with living in a college town. Our colleges and university places us on an international stage. I've never worked somewhere where there's so many amazing events that we can experience together, or a trail system that connects the city. Not to mention, this is a place that is so supportive of new businesses and new community members. These connections we share as a community are what makes Columbia unique. However, what truly connects us, no matter where we live, are the common threads, topics that community members recognize that are important. The beauty of these connections is even if we disagree on how they should be handled, we do agree on the importance of them and for the importance of the well-being of our community. In a time when so many things divide us, it's the things that we share in common that brings us together. And in today's world, I think it's important that we take the time to remember the things that connects us. So today I want to focus on the key areas that I think we can find common ground. Like our shared space for a safe community, strong connections with our neighbors, and access to great amenities that improve our quality of life. I'd like to begin to talk about the city's engagement efforts. While engagement may have come to seem like a buzzword, for us, our efforts to connect our community members has had some positive impacts. Much of what the city does is complex and nuanced. Take our 25 fiscal year budget, for example, which is 460 pages. Now, I don't know if many of you are accountants, but for those of us who are not, that could be daunting. In addition to the complexity of the things we do, some of our community members have expressed that they felt disconnected with the city's lack of transparency. In our community survey, which was completed in December, 46% of the residents who responded said they were dissatisfied with how open the city is to public involvement or input from our residents. And for us, that's a real problem as a service organization, because everything we do is for the people that live and work in Columbia. While the discussions around improving engagement began before this year, this was the punctuation we needed to make sure that this is a priority. In fiscal year 24, we budgeted for an engagement coordinator to start the direction for our organization. And in fiscal year 25, we created the Community Connectors. This program utilizes part-time staff members who are focused on bridging the gap between our residents and the government that serves them. This team works to foster strong relationships and ensure resident voices are heard and their needs are met. Through outreach and engagements, they play a critical role in promoting the community involvement and collaboration. Within 3 months, this team worked with the Housing and Neighborhood Services Department to connect homeowners with over $250,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds for weatherization improvements to their homes. These upgrades will not only help make sure those homes are affordable by lowering their utility bills, but also make sure they're energy efficient and sustainable. This program recently won the Missouri Municipal League Innovation Award and will serve as an example to other municipalities how government outreach can better connect residents with resources. Both the Community Connectors and city staff have helped to initiate brand new engagement opportunities aimed at equipping residents to be involved in our processes. These include educational town halls, monthly ward meetings with council members, and our upcoming block party events to engage with residents. We held our second annual youth summit where community members came together to address issues impacting the youth in our community. And we held our first annual community summit where we brought together more than 300 residents to provide feedback that will help shape the future of Columbia. Let's take a look at a brief video to showcase some of the city's latest efforts.
Our residents are at the forefront of everything we do, and we believe their opinions will help create the best future for Columbia. To best exemplify our commitment to the community, the City of Columbia has a new team of employees dedicated to engaging with the community. The Community Connectors program helps put a face to the government that works to serve its residents. This team connects residents to resources to help them thrive and helps residents navigate sometimes complex government processes. We've seen neighbors come together to learn more about city programs and initiatives, such as mini grants, staffing at the police department, or how to report issues in their neighborhoods. With city council members taking the lead on ward meetings around Columbia, residents have had the chance to get to know their peers who have taken the pledge to serve as a voice for their constituents. We've seen more than 100 residents come together to take part in the city's budgeting process through a series of interactive town halls. Taking time to learn about how the budget is formed and passed, these residents can now help ensure our upcoming budget for fiscal year 2026 reflects the priorities of the community. In March, at the city's inaugural community summit, more than 300 of our fellow community members gave input on the city's strategic efforts. Residents of all ages had the opportunity to connect directly with staff and give feedback in real time, feedback that will shape the future of Columbia's budget and strategic plan. These initiatives show that, when given the opportunity, residents of Columbia come together to make a meaningful difference. We look forward to opportunities to continuously collaborate, building a community that's better equipped with knowledge, more engaged, and empowered to make a difference. Together, we can make a brighter future for ourselves and the next generations to continue calling Columbia the best place to live, work, learn, and play.
I'm excited about these new initiatives, but our work is far from over. We're continuing to explore common threads, the shared values, experience, and interests that brings us together as a community. As part of this, we want to hear from you. What topics should the city focus on to better educate and inform residents? Your input will help us build stronger connections through knowledge, understanding, and shared purpose. I would like to invite each of you today to let us know which topics you think the city should prioritize in its engagement with residents. On the screen, you'll see a QR code that allows you to submit your ideas. In the back of the room, you'll also find feedback forms that you can fill out before you leave. Your input will help us ensure that we're creating valuable opportunities for the community members to come together around issues that matter most. Now, I've already mentioned that the city is a service organization, but beyond that, we're a full-service city. This means that we provide many services that other cities do not. For example, we provide all utilities with the exception of natural gas. We also have an airport, a railroad, and a public transit system. These amenities are crucial to our residents. As the city continues to maintain these important services, it must ensure that they remain affordable and that our community can weigh in on how they're administered. To this end, we are currently compiling feedback on performance of our 5 different utilities. In February, we partnered with ETC Institute to assess resident satisfaction. With this information, our utilities department can better serve its customers by providing reliable and efficient services. We're also in the process of conducting a water utility cost of service study. This study was discussed with the City Council earlier this month and will help determine how much revenue the city needs to provide quality drinking water to our customers while balancing the impacts to their checkbooks over the next 10 years. We're also moving forward with the improvements to McBain Water Treatment Plant, a critical investment for our water infrastructure. This project will restore the plant's capacity to treat 32 million gallons of water per day and includes major rehabilitation and replacement work designed to enhance performance and extend the life of the facility. Construction is on track to be completed by the summer of 2026. In March, we celebrated 1 year with Roll Carts. Not only has automatic collection increased efficiency, it has addressed our top priority, improving working conditions for our employees. In the old manual collection system, safety for our workers was a major concern, and hiring and retaining crew members proved difficult because of it. Automatic collection has alleviated these issues. Injuries have decreased, attendance has increased, and retention has improved. While we were excited to resume curbside recycling last March, Mother Nature had other plans. As you may know, in April, an EF1 tornado destroyed our material recovery facility, which processes our recycling. As we continue to evaluate our options, we've asked customers to continue their habits of recycling. We plan to be able to process at least some of the recycled materials in the near future. We will meet with the City Council June 2nd to discuss plans for rebuilding the facility and the future of recycling in Columbia. During this time, we'd like to thank customers for their patience. We know that protecting our environment and caring for the cleanliness of our community is one of the things that we share. As we discuss the future utilities in Columbia, I'm excited to announce that Erin Keyes will step into the role of Director of Utilities next week. She has served as the interim director since March, and I'm excited to have someone with her years of experience in the various utilities to help uphold the high level of service for our residents. Just as we work to maintain municipal service lines, staff is also working tirelessly to protect the health of our community. Each year, Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services supports thousands of residents within the city and across Boone County. This year, the department was reaccredited by the Public Health Accreditation Board. By keeping the status for another 5 years, the health department has shown that it meets the board's quality standard and is committed to continually improving and evolving its efforts. But let's let the numbers do the talking. Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services distributed more than 5,000 doses of naloxone, also known as Narcan, responded to more than 3,000 calls for service by animal control, and had more than 21,000 office visits by WIC participants. Despite this department's proven ability to promote the well-being of Boone County residents, it has recently faced challenges regarding to funding. Like many city departments, the health department relies on federal funding to expand the scope of services it offers. And in April, the department lost over $800,000 in grants. Despite these cuts, the health department remains committed to upholding this mission. In the face of these challenges, the health of our community remains one of the vital things that connects us. Community health is also shaped by the everyday actions of residents who step up to care for the places we share. One of the most powerful expressions of this connection is the work of our volunteers, whose time and dedication directly supports the well-being of our shared spaces. After a 5-year pause, Clean Up Columbia returned with remarkable energy. Over 1,000 volunteers came together, dedicating over 2,100 hours to collect more than 1,600 bags of litter. Their efforts reflect a deep commitment for the health and beauty of our city. Each year, thousands of volunteers contribute more than 9,000 hours to pick up more than 11,000 bags of litter, reminding us that caring for our community is one of the many things that brings us together. Another thing that makes Columbia so special is a commitment to the amenities that connect us, such as the Columbia Regional Airport. The Columbia Regional Airport has seen continuous improvement. Many of you probably remember the old facility before the construction of the new $23 million, 52,000 square foot terminal. Although we've come a long way, we're still making updates that will make flying through CLU a more convenient and enjoyable experience. The one way we're ensuring that we're meeting the community's needs is through planning. The airport master plan, which outlines short and long-term plans for the airport's future, will be completed this summer. This plan will allow us to look ahead at potential ways to grow. It includes resurfacing the parking at the airport, which is free, and improving Airport Drive. A major highlight to the travelers is now that they're able to visit Tailwinds Market at the terminal. The market allows customers to quickly purchase food and beverages with just a tap of a credit card or debit card. And yes, this does mean that you can grab a snapper before your flight if you're feeling a little adventurous. And just yesterday, we announced that United Airlines is returning to CLU with flights to Chicago and Denver. These flights will be available in September, but travelers can start booking today. Bringing new destinations has always been a priority for the CLU, and this partnership will make business and leisure travel even more convenient for passengers. Just as the city ensures efficient air travel, we also focus on providing transportation options within the city. In addition to the airport, the city operates free bus and paratransit routes, further showcasing its commitment to serving the diverse needs of its residents and visitors. GoComo has been in the news frequently for the last year, and it's no secret the city has faced some challenges recruiting bus drivers. This is a trend that cities are facing nationwide. In response, the city has increased wages, hosted several job fairs specifically focused on recruiting bus drivers, and offers in-house CDL training. We'll continue to focus our efforts to fill vacancies in hopes of expanding this invaluable service in the future. This year, With the help of a consultant, we began a comprehensive transit study. This study has so far identified several tiers, including near and long-term plans to expand service areas and reduce wait times. The City Council has asked for the transit consultant to look into several additional factors, but we anticipate this work should be finished late this summer. You can find more information of these proposals on our Be Heard website. In order to best serve all travelers, our Public Works Department is also re-examining our complete street policy. Complete streets are designed to enable safe, accessible, and comfortable travel for all users, regardless of the mode of transportation. Many of Columbia's older streets were originally designed with only vehicles in mind, neglecting to prioritize sidewalks, bike lanes, or safe crossing. The updated policy will enhance sidewalks, improve transit access, and prioritize adding more bike-friendly routes. It will also ensure our existing infrastructure for vehicles remain a priority and continue to support efficient, reliable travel. This means easier and safer trips to work, school, parks, and shopping, no matter how you travel. Over the next year, the city will review existing street design policies and gather public input to help shape this update. Residents have already participated in walk and bike audits, and they still have opportunities to attend community meetings and participate in surveys to share their thoughts on street safety and accessibility. The revised policy is expected to be finalized in the summer of 2026. Public Works is also in the process of hiring a consultant to lead a revitalizing study for the Business Loop 70 in coordination with the Loop CID. This study will include improving safety for both motorized and non-motorized users, address multiple modes of transportation, provide aesthetics along the corridor, and improve economic vitality. The improvements strive to refresh the corridor and support a growing network of community service and education centers. Public Works is also working with the Missouri Department of Transportation to enhance accessibility along Clark Lane. This heavily traveled road currently has minimal pedestrian crossings. This, along with poor lighting and other infrastructure factors, has contributed to crashes in this area. This project was ranked number one in the 2025 Capital Improvement Sales Tax Ballot Project List from a safety perspective. While I've highlighted a few major projects that we are currently undertaking, this represents only a small fraction of the project the Public Works Department is doing. You can find an extensive list of our capital projects on our website. Our Public Works Department is not the only one working to enhance the spaces that connect us. Parks and Recreation plays an essential role in ensuring that all of us have access to outdoor spaces where we can come together and enjoy the natural beauty of Columbia or lean into our more competitive side over recreational sports. If there's one sport in recent years that comes to mind when we talk about being competitive, it's pickleball. This past fall, the tennis and pickleball court complex at A. Perry Phillips Park opened, helping to meet the growing demand for pickleball while continuing to provide dedicated tennis courts for park patrons. This project was partially funded by a Land and Water Conservation Fund grant administered by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. This allows the department to maximize funding of the project to include the court construction, along with a parking lot, a small shelter, and restrooms at the park. Park staff has also completed multiple renovation projects at the Activity and Recreation Center, or the ARC, to address the necessary infrastructure improvements to this 23-year-old facility. These projects ensure that the department continues to emphasize the longevity of parks and recreation facilities through a dedicated park sales tax. In addition to bringing us together over shared level sports, Parks and Recreation maintains a system of trails, keeping people connected to our community. This year, with the completion of phase one of the Pershey Creek Trail, created a key non-motorized transportation option for citizens on the west side of Columbia to access the MKT Trail. This also provides further access to the Katy Trail, downtown Columbia, and the University of Missouri. Just as our parks and public spaces bring us together and provide opportunities for recreation and relaxation, having a place to truly call home is essential to the fabric of any community. Whether it's in a neighborhood close to a park, a quiet street, or near one of our community hubs, a home provides the foundation for a strong, connected life. Another concern that unites us as Columbia is our collective effort to tackle the local housing shortage through a community-driven approach. While the city is not in the business of building homes, we've allocated resources to address Columbia's shortage of attainable housing. Last year, we established our Housing and Neighborhood Services Department. Within the first year, the department organized a housing summit in partnership with Boone County to review a joint housing study. The summit brought together people to learn about local housing-related plans and determine next steps to address affordable housing in Columbia and Boone County. Those in attendance included developers, homeowners, renters, and individuals experiencing homelessness. The housing study, done in partnership with Boone County, inventoried our current housing supply and outlined recommendations. The city are now taking those recommendations and implementing strategies to increase the availability of affordable and attainable housing in Columbia. This has included creating an affordable housing trust fund and evaluating updates to the city's unified development code to allow for a more streamlined review process. It also prioritized strategic proactive code enforcement that keeps our existing housing stock well maintained. We understand that maintaining our current housing inventory allows more people to plant their roots in Columbia. As we continue to combat the housing crisis, we understand that attainable housing means different things to different people. The city of Columbia, like many other communities, continue to face a growing number of individuals experiencing homelessness. The city is committed to addressing this housing crisis at all levels. One of those ways is connecting these individuals to housing. In 1 year's time, our community was able to move 246 individuals into housing. As we continue to explore ways to expand housing access, specifically for those experiencing homelessness, this is a community issue that cannot be solved by one organization or one entity alone. It will take the entire community coming together to address this on a local level. Additionally, the city is also addressing other issues that impact individuals' access to housing. In April, the city partnered with the Columbia Housing Authority and Columbia Board of Realtors to host a fair housing event. In honor of Fair Housing Month, this event provided valuable information and resources to help ensure the equal housing options for all residents. In order to preserve availability of residential housing, the city has also created a new ordinance to regulate short-term rentals. This ordinance has helped ensure that we are fulfilling our role in supporting diverse and affordable housing options while encouraging home ownership in all areas of the city. As we address our housing challenges, we also recognize that economic development plays a crucial role in creating opportunities for residents, ensuring that Columbia remains a vibrant place to live and work. A strong economy not only supports job creation and business growth, but also helps generate the resources needed to tackle the challenges we face. Over the past year, Regional Economic Development, Inc., or READY, the city's economic development partner, has focused on supporting businesses to ensure that we remain competitive and provide good-paying jobs for our residents. This year, Schneider Electric selected Columbia as a key site for its nationwide expansion. This expansion will create 214 new local jobs. The Paris Row facility will soon have expanded production capabilities, strengthening our local manufacturing sector. This project was completed through the collaborative effort of READY, Boone County, and the Missouri Department of Economic Development with the support of Chapter 100 tax abatement bonds. Chapter 100 bonds also allowed Kraft Heinz Company to make a $93 million expansion in Columbia's facility. This project will be phased over 3 years and will include new machinery, equipment, and the construction of a new facility. This project will help expand the availability of full-time jobs for Columbia and Boone County residents with the average wage of around $63,000. And last month, Equipment Share marked its 10-year anniversary by opening a new technology development center here in Columbia. In 2022, Equipment Share was approved for a Chapter 100 bond project. This project will result in $100 million in new capital investment and the creation of 500 jobs in the next 5 years. With the new Technology Development Center and the continued job growth in Columbia, Equipment Share is well on its way to more success in our community. READY and the City of Columbia are also committed to supporting our entrepreneurs by building Columbia's business of the future. READY staff has provided expert guidance, networking, and essential business resources to almost 250 Columbia and Boone County entrepreneurs. Ready has also awarded $155,000 in grants to 31 small business owners over the past 3 years. As our economy grows and more opportunities become available, it is critical that we continue to invest in the safety and well-being of our community. A strong economy is only sustainable in a community where people feel safe to live, work, and raise their families. With the last year, our public safety departments have made significant investment in technology and infrastructure to meet the growing needs of our community. The Columbia Police Department is in the process of installing license plate readers around Columbia. These flock cameras provide real-time alerts to law enforcement when they detect a stolen vehicle or vehicles listed on a crime database. They also notify authorities if vehicles are connected to a missing person, such as an Amber Alert or Silver Alert. This technology will assist Columbia Police Department in solving crimes more quickly. The department has also started its very own police training academy, ensuring that new police officers are trained to our community standards. Columbia Fire Department is also growing with a new fire station being built on the Southeast Columbia. The department's focus on keeping up with projected growth helps ensure the fast response times no matter where you live. I am proud of the efforts we've made, and I believe it is our continuous commitment to improvement that has helped keep crime rates low in our growing city. Join me in watching a video highlighting the important role that these departments are playing in our community.
We're seeing, as we've tipped over that 100,000 mark, we're experiencing some of the problems that cities have. So we're not a town anymore, we have city problems. We're the fourth largest city in the state, and we have to provide public safety services in a way that really reflect that.
Columbia supports public safety, and they always have. They've been a cheerleader for us and for the police department, our health department partners. And I think it's because they understand the value that we bring and the value of having a community that's safe to walk, and if the worst case scenario happens and they're trapped or they need us, they know that we're there and they can count on us.
You know, first and foremost, our role is to be there when people call us as quickly as possible to help solve whatever situation is presented. Secondarily, I think we need to work more on crime prevention, and that's going to take people. But I think those are the expectations of the community, and we certainly want to have more conversations with folks to hear what they think they need out of their police department.
Sometimes you're there for somebody's worst day, and they look to you for reassurance. Just being there, these individuals can see you, see your uniform, how much you care, and know that we're here to help you. That's our job, is to serve, keep people safe, and help.
Being reaccredited to this organization and to our community means a commitment to excellence and a commitment to support the fire department and its mission.
We're in session two of the academy, so we're now up to 22 recruits. Having gone through total, we have 8 in this class, 14 in the prior class.
When we started, this all just seemed like a day off in the future, and then now it's finally here, so it's a big moment. We had a lot of great instructors, and just building the relationship with them, just the moments that we had together of just joking with each other, I don't think we'll ever forget.
The fire department's role in public safety is leadership. Our intent and our purpose for being here is to provide the safest community that we have and make sure that we support all the other functions of the city so that they can be successful as well. Everything that we do is focused on improving the lives of the people that live and commute and travel through our community. Everything we do is improving people's lives.
While we're incredibly fortunate to have such dedicated public safety officers working tirelessly to protect and serve our community, we must recognize that community violence and public safety requires a broader, more comprehensive approach. Expanding beyond our existing law enforcement efforts to include an Office of Violence Prevention is a crucial step toward addressing the root cause of violence and building a safer, more resilient community. This new office is focused on coordinating the development, implementation, and evaluation of violence prevention programs. By collaborating with law enforcement, community organizations, government agencies, and other key stakeholders, we will continue to work toward developing strategies that reduce violence and promote public safety and well-being. This is a community policing tool. DeMarcus Thomas Brown, who has been overseeing the department for over a month, is already beginning to make meaningful progress. His experience, training, and strong ties with the community are providing valuable as he continues to engage residents and local partners working toward a safer, stronger Columbia. Each of the things we've discussed today, having a strong economy, having neighborhoods we feel safe in, have attainable housing we can all grow into, these are the things that connect us. These are the things that we can find common ground in order to work together toward creating the best version of Columbia. I hope that today's address has given you some insights into how the city is working to address the important topics, and I am proud of the strides that we have made together as an organization and as a community. But this progress is only possible because by the people who make this city what it is. I want to thank the mayor and city council members who volunteer their times, often late into the evening, to represent their constituents to help shape Columbia's future. I also want to recognize our dedicated city employees. Each week, 1,600 of them work behind the scene to keep our city running smoothly and safely. And most importantly, I want to thank the residents and business owners of Columbia. Your support and engagement are the foundation of everything that we do. The spirit of connection is what moves us forward, and I encourage each of you to stay involved. Your willingness to pull up a seat next to your neighbor is what will help make Columbia the best place to live, work, learn, and play. This is incredibly important as the city steps into the final stages of creating the fiscal year 26 budget. Amidst revenue shortfalls, it is more important than ever for our community to voice its priorities. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to helping make Columbia the best place for everyone can thrive. Thank you.